Oh my God. Okay. Hey, we're here. Ready? Okay. Here we go. Oh, I don't know if this is going to work. Is this thing on? Okay. Hey guys, it's me, Jeffrey. I'm here. And alongside of me tonight, you'll see we have the fabulous Miss Dakota. And then below us both, we've got Miss Angelique Bates. And then joining us in a few minutes, Steven will be here. We had a little bit of a snafu with timing. Daylight savings time in America does not line up with Australia daylight savings time. So the show was scheduled to start an hour later in America, and the boys thought we had another hour to go. So we're like, where the hell are you? I've been sitting here waiting for like a half an hour, and nobody was showing up. Oh, and there goes Dakota. Woo! So, while we wait for the boys to hang out, Miss Dakota.
Is it really happening again?
Yeah. No, you're fine. You're fine. Or she's not. Okay, there she goes. Okay. All right, today's going to be the day. Okay.
She's happy.
There she is. She's back. Okay, let's try this again. Okay, Dakota, how has your week been, girl? We got an exciting announcement later, but we're not going to tell it just yet. We're going to make the people, they got to tune in. They got to stay with us to get the announcement.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry,
bitch. No,
you're fine.
It's been a pretty good week. Excited about that announcement. Just been kind of like working, lazy week, dealing with the pigeons, the devils.
Girl. Angelique, this fool got pet pigeons.
Oh, in real life. Okay.
Yeah. It's not. wish it was a joke, but it's not. I should have gotten only one. I think I overcommitted a little, but probably been a little more comfortable with one, but they don't even like me.
So do they poop all over the place?
Yeah, just everywhere. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Go follow her on TikTok. She's got videos.
They have pigeon pants, and they're like a little diaper for like birds. So.
Wow. So you be putting little hats and stuff on them too, huh?
I mean, I'm not that crazy yet, but
you said yet.
Yet. Keyword. Been a good week though.
No. Oh well, no. Okay. I'm glad it's been a good week.
Jeffrey's a bird hater.
I'm not a bird hater. Look, I had one, but you know, when I went out of town, my friend fed it to rock bedding and it killed it. So it wasn't good. Like I had birds that didn't last long.
Not ideal.
Yeah, no, it really wasn't. And the thing was vicious. So whatever. Miss Angelique, girl, how's your weekend been? What'd you do this week, sister? Oh, somebody's here.
It's been pretty great. I mean, I can't complain, you know, blessed and highly favored. Hey. Yeah.
Morning.
Hello.
There he is.
Hello, everyone. How are we?
Great. So nice of you to join us.
Slight miscommunication on the time zones there. Hi, everyone. Shit. Have we done welcoming everything to the show? We're live. Well,
yeah, we were just catching up with Angelique's week.
Oh, she's back in her mansion. I love.
Oh, yeah. I was going to do the cheese grater, you know, from the Missy Elliott video, but I couldn't get it up in time.
No, the best part was before she hit the brick wall, but she's like, well, I can't do the prison wall.
Oh, yeah, it was a straight prison.
Orange is not the new black. It's not cute.
All right.
It can't. Cute.
But, yeah, I didn't really have too much exciting things happen this week, you know. I just, hey, like I said, blessed and highly favored, so I'm here.
No, no more trauma with the children.
Oh, my gosh. No, nothing. Well, okay. Maybe that's a lie. So, you know, I'm still a little traumatized, right? So, from his American Pie episode. So, like, anytime he says anything, like, I don't care how innocent it is. Like, one day he went into the closet. Okay, so we have a hallway closet because that wasn't even about to sound right. So he went to the hallway closet and there's Vaseline in there amongst, you know, all of our other hygiene products. And I saw him disappear to the bathroom, but I didn't know what he grabbed. So like 5 minutes later, I'm like, what did you go in the bathroom with? He was like, nothing. I was like, but I saw you in the closet. He was like, I had Vaseline. And I literally just stopped and just stared at him. And he was like, I was putting it on my lips. Why are you looking at me like that? And I was like, I'm gonna mind my business right now.
I need to see receipts, child. I need to see receipts. I know what you get up to.
I wouldn't want to see receipts for that.
I don't want to. I was like, I don't even want to think about it. Oh, I make him clean. I don't even care what he's doing. I don't care if he's in the mirror. I'm like, clean everything. Lysol, I don't care. He's like, but mom, I just, I don't care. I don't know what you're really doing.
Remind me to hook you up with some fantastic cleaning products later from the wellness company Katrina and I belong to, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
See, Dakota, this is the kind of hustle that you need to have.
I know. Here I'm just trying to sell my body, but he's trying to sell cleaning products.
And make sure if you're just tuning in, you skip over to iTunes and pick up Katie Underwood's Manta Dreaming, okay?
Look, Jeffrey doesn't have a soul left to sell, so. Not even a little bit.
I feel like I need to get a sponsorship from the water company because I'm always drinking water.
Right.
Well, that's good. Stay hydrated.
So my week's been a little traumatizing. My child just turned 9. Tyler, the middle child, he turned 9 on Monday. And then he, you know, everybody does a treadmill in my house. The very expensive treadmill that has iFit on it. He kept running on the long side of it. And then I've told him many times not to. He ripped the cord out of the wall and ripped the prongs out of it. And the shit is broke.
Oh, no.
All of us got real quiet, like.
Yeah, well, so did he. He was like, he started crying. He was like, I'm so sorry. And I was just like.
Who did this? Who was this?
Tyler, the destructive one. The one that breaks a lot of things. You know, the broke.
It was an accident, too.
He's on laptop number 2, right? And he's crying because for his birthday, he got a new laptop. He's like, it's a stupid gift. I don't want a laptop. That's a stupid gift. It's boring. And I'm like, you know what? You are spoiled. Are you kidding me? If I got a laptop for my birthday as a kid, I'd have been ecstatic. And you're talking about it's a boring gift. You need to go in the other room for a little bit. I don't even want to talk to you right now. I can't with you. Yeah. So yeah, he broke the car. He was a little traumatized. I was a little traumatized. I said, you know what? Let's just go to bed. We're gonna go to bed.
Good choice. Nice choices, Jeffrey. Nice parenting choices.
We're just gonna go to bed. I gave him a hug as I was biting my tongue and made it bleed. Gave him a hug, put them to bed. And then I just went outside and, put my head into a wall and then went and did how we ended up this way. So that was fun.
Did we tell Artie Kelly that we need a replacement cord?
No, I've got to try to call the company because I'm like, what do I do? Because there's, the extended warranty that I paid $400 for to have them move this thing and do all these things.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it only covers normal wear and tear.
It doesn't cover that?
Not when your kid trip over the core and bust it. And what kind of chintziness is that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
how
can
a kid rip
fine.
It out?
Like, they don't need to know that.
Right. Like, manufacturer defect. That's what it was, Nordic Track.
We'll add at this point
defect.
Out the show.
Yeah. It's like, that whoop. We just get
sick. You could be like, I was just traveling to England.
As
and the
much as
I've
promoted
Nordic
Track, they can come fix that cord for free, damn it.
How's Jeffrey supposed to run around Italy if he doesn't?
Right. How am I supposed to hang out with my girlfriend Stacey Clark and her husband and lose some weight with that poor man who's always talking about his problems? Well, he's supposed to be helping me lose all this weight.
I feel like they're not like paying for their therapy. It's like, yeah.
Seriously.
Then when I was 17, somebody hit me with a car. It's like,
oh, God. You know, you just got in there. He's like, oh, it's been a rough couple of years. Buddy, I'm not here for that. I'm here to just take in the views. You're just controlling my machine, making me run quicker. And my
I am just trying not to lose a foot to diabetes at the moment, you know? It's like, come on.
Oh, this bitch. Oh, Madison's a Madison. Yeah, you better stick around, fool, because, yeah, we got a nice little...
Madison, I have questions.
Oh, Madison, you pissed Dakota off. I was getting my phone was blowing up earlier.
No way. You did not piss me off. I was just a little confused.
Mm-hmm. Sure, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah. It takes a lot to make me mad.
Sure.
Are you a Sagittarius?
Can't wait to see that.
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, no.
I'm into work.
We intuitive as fuck.
We are some smart fish up in here.
Yeah. Gulp.
Oh.
Kidding.
Luke's a Pisces too, but he's not coming yet. He will be with us. The Australian quotient was just a little bit, confused by life. And Jeffrey's like, where are you?
I know.
Sorry.
I thought I was going to be the latest.
No, well, look, I've never been late for a show.
So I thought I was about to be the late one.
I've been sitting on there for a half an hour by myself, like, where in the hell?
I'm surprised you usually abusively message me, like, I'm here by myself. I'm like, okay, sorry.
Well, I got that text. I was like, nobody's here.
I know, Jeffrey texted me, team. He's like, I'm on. I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to work with my eyebrows. Like, I don't know. Be there in a few.
Don't talk to me. I try to fix my brows.
That's what I was doing when you hit me about the live. I'm like, yo, you got to tell me way before because this is the hour that I'm putting my eyebrows on. Listen,
I don't, look, y'all want time out. I don't do notice, okay? My world is like, Katrina has now gotten used to it. And she knows, give me 5 minutes. And I know that means a half an hour.
We're on the same time.
5 minutes. I was 5 minutes.
Hi, Luke.
Luke's hello, here. How are we?
You look like you got put away wet, honey. What happened?
Look, we
did. I
look,
wake you up sure. when I called you.
Yeah, kinda. And look, we're gonna do a little experiment right now, kids. How bad's the herpy with my ring light on or with my ring light off?
Your herpes?
I thought he was talking about another ring for a second. I was like. You say experiment ring?
We only do that show on our Patreon, girl.
That's respect if you're nasty. Listen, look at that. Ooh.
Oh, look. Well, no one can notice it, so that's great. Let's just.
Well, now you've mentioned it.
Yeah, oh, look, I had to bring attention to it because it's just been the focal point of my whole life for a week.
Luke would know.
I was like, why can't you be like every man I've ever known and just leave me, herpy?
Oh, wow. Things are getting real grim all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm here. Oh.
Okay. So, Luke, Madison Devine would like to know if women can be bottoms.
Look, I'm just not answering. I don't know.
He's not going to incriminate himself.
No, where's that going to take me?
Bottoms are normally the one that
is a receptive person. Mirror. Yeah, so aren't most women bottoms?
Thank you. That's what I thought.
Well, that's what I was.
Unless you're into pegging.
Yeah. Well, my nickname was Peggy in high school.
You know? Are we educating Dakota? Okay.
So pegging.
Pegging is when we.
I know what pegging is. I've been asked a few times to do it.
You're like, that is a separate TikTok.
And in the stud and fem relation, the fem would be the bottom, right?
Correct.
I think so.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought kinda. I knew the answer.
The more passive. Unless you're a power bottom.
There's going to be like some people out there that are extremely offended by this whole conversation. And they're
going to
be like.
It always goes real left, I've noticed.
You shouldn't have invited me then. That was a little dicey.
Too much Mexican food. Oh, yeah. No, you don't do that. Girl.
No. So a good bottom knows to prepare before the event. Like, you know, leading up to the event. You just, yeah, you know. Conscientious of.
And I just happen to have a wellness company that has better fiber than Metamucil. Hit us up. Katrina and I, we got the greatest company. Just saying.
Jeffrey's always got to poop. Ask him. He's full of shit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Well, since I don't think Brooke will be here because she's going to be at work, she'll get on at the end of the show and be like, hi, I'm here. We'll be like, we're stupid going. Bye, bitch. Can't read time. All right, should we jump into this week's hot topics, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes,
I'm right here.
Yes,
right.
I do.
All right, hide it. Close your eyes.
Hot load of hot topics.
Ooh, squirty, squirty. Oh, all right, since we're talking about upsetting things, let's get the upsetting things out of the way first, shall we?
Oh.
So, Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Are basically committing war crimes in plain sight. This is a picture of a theater in a small Ukrainian town with the words children written to indicate that there are children inside.
Oh, my God.
It was hit by a 1,000-pound bomb. There isn't much information about casualties and stuff like that at the moment from that.
But look, I didn't know I was gonna start crying. Look, I put eyelashes on, yo.
You gotta ride the ride, Angelique. Ride the ride.
And so, like, this was on Twitter and on our Twitter page. Like, I kind of went off, and I'm kind of sad Vera and Katie are here for this because I'm sure we'd be duking it out. I'm kind of really just to the point that if we're going to be America, let's do the thing America does, right? We need to just go start saving people. We need to go be the damn bullies. We need to go kick Putin's ass. We need to go get him. We need to go catch him. We need to just get this done and over with. If we're going to be in World War III, let's just go take care of business, okay? Like, I'm tired of this. We're sitting on the sidelines watching this country get decimated, watch women and children being separated from their husbands, families getting ruined. This is not okay. This is not what America is about. We're all sitting here crying about what's going on and all over these different states across our country right now, but yet we're watching this go on in the other parts of the world. How is that okay? How is it okay if anybody sits and watch a crime happens and we see that happen? Don't we all judge them? Don't we all make commentary on people sitting back watching a crime happen when they were capable of doing something about that?
Definitely. Don't we all? Why would people go help them? They don't have oil.
Something has to be done. This,
right?
Us sitting back doing nothing as a country makes us just as guilty.
And with Australia's the same. Australia's doing exactly the same thing. I think that when it became obvious that there was no intent for them to just attack military targets when they're bombing, like, theaters full of children Deltas. And chemotherapy yeah. wards and stuff like that. That is an act of aggression, an act of war, like basically human rights offenses in front of the rest of the world, and no one's going to do anything. But the thing is, with Putin, I don't think that you're going to be able to, you know, unless things
de-escalate. It's going to be World War III.
Yeah, he will just push a button and it will be all over. He's going to make it
World War III no matter what.
Exactly.
He's not going to stop at Ukraine. This is not going to end. That man is going to not... He's going to keep going. He's going to keep going. So either we nip it in the ass now, or we're all going to suffer the consequences later.
Well, I know Zelensky like addressed Biden directly. He said, like, Dakota's President Biden, like,
what the hell did I get into?
If you're the leader of the free world, then you need to be the leader of peace. And those words sort of rang pretty heavy on me. I'm like, well, yeah, well, what are we all doing as people that are peaceful when we're watching all of this just transpire? And it's just a terrible thing. I can't be funny about it, sorry.
Nothing. We're in a country where it's ripping itself apart because we have leaders on one side that are trying to ban books, that are banning gays, that, you know, that we have people in Congress screaming at the president while he's talking about his son that was killed, you know, that was in the military. I mean, our country's in a disgrace. It's just a very horrific thing. Meanwhile, you know, we fought wars. The Republicans got us into wars how many times over that were endless over what? Meanwhile, this country is getting decimated and we're doing nothing. Biden is doing nothing. He's doing nothing to protect the kids, the trans kids that are getting thrown to the wayside in this country. He's doing nothing to protect the rights of LGBTQ people in this country. He's doing nothing to protect the Ukraine people, and Biden needs to go.
Well, look, we could have that on the other side of the fence. It's not really that great either, because poor Donald Trump needs donations for a new plane. His plane broke and he had to fly someone else's private jet to his home in Mar-a-Lago. So sad. Are we so sad for Donald Trump that he doesn't, his own plane is not working?
Heartbroken.
Heartbroken? Yeah. Are you sad? When you fly your private jet, Dakota, and the engine fails, feel really below yourself when you have to borrow someone else's?
Oh. I do, except my private jet is a Jeep Patriot. That's 10 years old. So,
yes.
Does Donald remind you of any of your exes?
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I feel my like... ex of six yeah. years literally obsessed with Donald Trump. He, like, I'm not even kidding. Dude, one time we were like, we're having sexy time, and he started talking like him. Not kidding.
Like, what would he say? What would he say? Give us an example. We need some.
It's like, I'm going to stick it in your vagina.
I'm
going to grab your pussy.
I'm like, bitch, what are you doing? This is not hot.
Can you look at Donald the same ever again now, Dakota?
I mean, I want to call him daddy. No, I'm just kidding. No, like, I just don't like the dude. And I'm not a very political person. It's not even, like, I didn't like him when he wasn't president. Like, right? He's just an asshole.
I feel bad because we're upsetting Angelique, who is a diehard Republican and a staunch Trump supporter.
Oh.
Oh, you can't Romeo.
Come on, girl, fire up.
You know what? And I don't really speak on political stuff, but what I will say is do not listen to what he just said.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Right.
Where does old mate get off?
I cut out. Is she money? Really?
No.
No.
Did you see my face? I'm like,
yes, did you see my face?
I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
They've just remortgaged Trump Towers, and now he's asking for money for a private jet.
Well, how do you think he's going to play for the jet? He's got to remortgage everything he owns.
I'm like, what?
Did he lose his money?
He's never had any.
He doesn't have any. That's the thing. Okay.
Do you know the biggest
lie
secret?
That he's multi-millionaire?
People were so upset with, what was it, Mark Burnett, right? Was the dude that did Celebrity Apprentice. They couldn't film in Trump Towers because his offices were so outdated and like shag carpeting. So they had to film like the Celebrity Apprentice in studios because everything was junk. Because the man, you know, when they say he's never filed bankruptcy, he personally hasn't filed bankruptcy. It's all his corporations because they all a lot
like
of
like the university or the
failed.
Casino or the da da da. Yeah.
I have to start reading. I don't know any of that shit.
I mean, look, it's not really all that exciting. I mean, the thing is, the man is smart in the sense of business wise, right? Yeah. He's smart enough to go
Stereo
get a corporation and it fails.
You're right.
Fine. You don't get personally affected by that, right? The business fails. He's protected as an individual. It's not, you know what I mean? So people that are getting mad, it's like, well, are you mad at him? Or are you mad because you weren't smart enough to do that yourself?
I need to ask a question, though. Where is Melania?
Not with him.
Bitch is missing.
Melania's fighting the good fight. She's defending the Ukraine.
She chewed off her ankle bracelet, dug out the chip, and ran. She's gone.
Look at Angela. She just shaking her head like, oh, no. Okay, what else we got? What else we got?
Too much. I have to. I'm sorry. I'm like, where'd that bitch go?
Kelly said yes.
Where did she go? I need to know.
And then, right. Oh, my God, Holly. She wants to hear sex stories about...
So many more. Bitch, there are 6 years worth.
You got to hold on to your material because, like, we get so many stories out of everyone and they're like, I don't know what else to say.
Right. I have stories.
Drip feed the people. Speaking of crazy Americans, did we see Carrie Lake? The governor of, she's not Texas. She's somewhere. Arizona.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So she was on Australian 60 Minutes saying that Australians gave up our freedom when we gave away our guns. And that that we were... And then we were a police state because of our lockdown laws for COVID. Now, last time I checked, our death rate from COVID was 5,662 compared to America's 967,000 people. dead from COVID. I will sacrifice my my freedom for not going out and getting shot in the face to not have my family, friends, and everyone die a horrible death of COVID. That might just be me.
I'll just interject. I know my kid's not going to get shot at school today.
Shots fired, literally.
At school.
Okay, but literally. Now, Jeff, you do like your guns. Can you please tell us?
It's not even about liking guns. For me.
Well, you like the idea of not having the government taking away stuff, right?
I feel like it's a bigger issue. I feel like it's a mental health crisis in America that's not being addressed.
People and you don't give crazy people guns.
Right. You don't give crazy people guns. And if we had better mental health care access, if it wasn't so stigmatized, we wouldn't have crazy people shooting up schools, movie theaters, synagogues, churches.
Yeah. Okay. Just a couple of days ago, there was like someone iced out of their head here in Australia who picked up a pole and started smashing it through a car with a father and his teenage son inside. And then they got out and brawled on the street. Now, do you think if either of those people were armed, there'd be a dead body?
Yeah, but here's the thing, Luke. In America, it's not just guns, right? People are not just picking up guns and going and killing people. People are getting in their cars and going and parading.
But it's a lot easier to shoot someone.
Yeah, but it's just as easy to get in a vehicle and go plow down crowds of people, which happens.
Yeah, they did that in Melbourne too, but they don't do it much anymore.
Right, but they do it here on a regular basis. That happens here. People like you and I got into it the one time, and you're like, oh, well, they can't go and stab people. And then the next day, this chick killed her whole family. She stabbed all of her kids to death and then burned the house down. People are going to find a way, whether it's a gun, a knife. They're going to go online and figure out how to make another kind of weapon that, you know, they're going to put in a backpack and drop it off somewhere. Whatever the case is, they're going to find a way because they're not getting that mental health care that they need. They're crazy. You know what I'm saying? They're not okay in the head. And if that was addressed, this wouldn't be happening. And if the people around them and everybody was more aware of the people around you, this wouldn't be going on. We need to take care of each other.
But the hard thing with mental health, and we all, I think everyone has been touched by someone that has mental health issues if you don't struggle with stuff yourself, is that you can't really force someone to get help.
I was going to say that.
You know what I mean? You've got to be cognizant enough and understand yourself enough that your behavior is A, damaging to yourself, or B, could be damaging to someone else. You can't make, like, you can't force someone into treatment or medication and stuff like that, which is,
well, you know, the other side of it. But look at Amanda Bynes. Look at Britney Spears. They got forced into conservatorship.
Don't look at Britney Spears because that's not a great argument.
I'm saying it happens. It happens all the time. It all happens all the time in America. The land of the free. People get put in conservatorships every day for the wrong reasons. So it's possible. And look, I'm the product. My grandfather shot and killed my grandmother and then himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. Like, I am directly impacted by gun violence.
Miss Angelique, yeah. What do you think Jeff, about this whole combo?
Jeff, you've gone mute.
Oh,
Jeff? No. I think we killed Jeffrey. Angelique, go.
So much happened. I'm like, what was the question again?
We were talking about Jeff's argument is that the gun violence is directly correlated to mental health issues. Do you agree?
I mean, in a way, sort I do. Kinda. Because I was getting ready to say, yeah, because I had to like really think about it. Because, you know, you have the police, you have, you know, other elements, but then I was like, you know what, that all really goes down to it is a mental health issue.
It's more like a systemic issue then, right? It's a whole cultural problem around the fact that, oh, hi, me. I don't want me. Get off me. it's a systemic issue where
up, Daddy.
You can't really locate what needs to fit. It's like the whole system needs to be upturned and fixed. Like Vera said, tax people with guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'll, you know what I mean? Like, they've got to be registered. They should have taxation on them. You know, make it work.
Vera wanted insurance.
Insurance, yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, make the insurance mandatory because there are.
Yeah.
If we have to have
insurance on a car, why do we not have to have insurance on a gun?
Right.
Yeah, because I just found out a couple of weeks ago. I was like, oh, they really have insurance for the firearms? Because I honestly didn't know, because the main thing, so I'm in an open carrying state, so the main thing is normally, okay, you have to have a permit. Like, I'm always hearing about the permit. I don't hear them talking about insurance. So make that mandatory. Yeah. And then, you know, it's just like, they're not making you have to do certain things. Like you said, if you have to do certain steps for other things that are, like, less serious, then why not for firearms?
Right. Think of the hoops you've got to go through to open a small business. Where you're allowed to blow people away with it, like the shot of, like, you know. Okay, no worries. Yeah. Dakota, I thought you were really good at playing freeze, but you were actually frozen.
Really? No. I know. I don't. Last time I was on the live show, it was completely fine. And then.
Welcome to live.
This is what it does all the time. Don't worry about it.
It's so exciting.
What are your feelings on firearms?
Okay. So I personally do not like guns, but, like, I understand that some people need them for, like, hunting and everything. And going off of what Jeffrey said about mental health, I agree with you, Steve, because I'm somebody that experienced, after my mom passed away in 2019, I went through such, like, a depressive period that I was, like, borderline depressed for, like, 2 years. And everyone's like, you need help. And it wasn't until I hit my rock bottom when I was ready. Everybody was telling me to get help, but it wasn't until I was ready that I sought out the help on my own. It's like, it's something you have to come to on your own terms, but I feel like we just need to accept that some people are just, like, I hate to say it, but, like, beyond help and crazy.
Yeah,
and
it's like people in a bad relationship. You can tell them to leave it. They're not going to until they're ready, if they're ever ready.
Those are the people you make sure do not have access to weapons. Like, my grandfather had dementia. They knew he had a gun. And you know what they said? Well, we didn't know he had the bullets.
At that point, that needs to be, with dementia, that somebody should have intervened.
Yeah, but see, that's why you take away people's driver's license. You should take away a gun license, right? Right?
Right.
Anyway, should we get off the heavy stuff for a little
while?
Yes,
please.
Talk something a bit lighter? Yes. Oh, this one's still a little bit heavy. The next two are a little bit heavy.
Let's get rid of that.
Just prepare your childhood hearts, because
I bit my lip on a biscuit, okay?
We lost Emilio Delgado this week. Now, who watched Sesame Street growing up?
Right here.
This hit me in the feels a little bit, because I remember Luis and Maria. I was like, oh, they are the bomb diggity. And he, like, looking into his career, he blazed a trail, this man. And I feel really sad that, like, all of these icons of our childhood are just, like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, this is what being an adult is.
How old was he?
He was...
It started with lamb chops.
I feel like he was eight. He was fairly old, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he was like in his 70s that. Or something.
Yeah, he had a good run.
Yeah. 70s is not, like, old.
Yeah, it's not old, but still, it's better than 25.
Not old if
you
got money.
Oh, but he worked for Children's Television Workshop. He probably didn't have that much money.
They paid well.
They paid really good.
Oh, look at Angela. I wish I was on Sesame Street.
Seriously.
Let me get some of that Big Bird money.
Yeah, right.
I would have been good. I would have been doing the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s.
Right. Maria got paid.
I wonder if... Oh, but see, I wonder if they're going to bring it up on the show. Like, if they're going to bring Maria in and do a very... Because you know how, like, Sesame Street tackles some heavy shit.
They would have, I think every time somebody passed, they did somehow bring it up, like Mr. Hooper and...
Yeah. So do you know, Luis ran the fix-it shop. Do you know who his original partner was in the show that came on with?
Yes, you.
Thank you.
The guy that played Gomez at Raul Julia.
Oh.
Was on Sesame Street. He was 81 when he passed away, by the way.
Oh, okay. So, oh, yeah.
He had a good innings. But thank you, dude. He was very educational. And this photo kind of hit me in the feels as well. We had a reunion cast photo of Mrs. Doubtfire.
I love that movie.
These are all grown-up children. Fields? She right. Can't.
She yes, can't. Sally.
I have to go. We have to leave now. I have to go. She ran away. I love Sally Field.
I do too.
She's can favorite. I just say, though, like, how hot the Lawrence boys are? Can we just have some appreciation for the Lawrence boys?
Whoa! Whoa. Like...
But look, yeah, you go. I was going to say which Lawrence boy was to be fave, but is that important?
I think no. You've got it. It's Joey, isn't it?
Yeah, Joey. No, it wasn't Joey. It was Matthew.
Oh,
you know, Angelique's good friends with Joey.
Oh. You go,
why do you believe anything I say? You should not. I'm not
them, but
I am not. And just to make us feel real old, Jeffrey won't care. I know this already.
No.
But last week was the 25th anniversary of the premiere of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Girl.
That used to be my show.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, right. The hell
Jeffrey,
with all
you're
of
in
you.
The minority here, bitch. Like,
okay, I'm just, I'll be
it.
Back.
He loves the movie. Oh, he's literally gone.
He said,
we're only talking about it for 2 seconds because we're actually going to talk about what a fucking legend Dolly Parton is.
Boom.
So, Miss Dolly was a nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall
of Fame.
I'll
come back for that.
And her statement, she declined it. She said, Dolly here, though I'm extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't feel I've earned the right. I really do not want votes to be split because of me, so I respectfully bow out. I do hope that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will understand and will be willing to reconsider me again if I'm ever worthy. Hello. This has, however, inspired me to put out a hopefully great rock and roll album at some point in the future, which I've always wanted to do. What a class act Dolly Parton is.
Like, she would have won. What'd she bow out for?
She would have had to.
What great publicity.
I know, but she's a smart lady. She's smart, even if she's like, and what's one of the chicks from Heart is like, I'm going to write you an album, Dolly. So she's going to have a rock and roll album coming out.
She should do like, a cover of My Humps. She really
does. Dolly Parton really need the chick from Heart to write her an album? No.
Rock songs are different than country songs, Jeffrey.
I don't know.
I don't know if she needs it, but like, it'd be nice. I think it's always nice when artists throw a different flavor in, right? Right, let's throw a bit of a different flavor. I'm going to read you the list of other people who are in the running, and you tell me who you think should be like
them more deserving than Dolly.
All right, so we have We have Beck. We have Pat Benatar.
Yeah, Benatar should be there.
Pat
Kate Bush. What a ring, hi too.
No.
She wasn't a rock singer.
Pat.
Devo.
No, only Pat so far is ticking the box.
Duran.
No. Oh my God, no. Yes. Nope.
Look, it's like,
yeah, they're great
singers,
but they're not rock. Like, yeah. They're not rock.
Angelique, I can't even talk to you right now. I'm so disgusted with you right now that you just got all excited for Duran.
Here's who
you
I think is
good. Down.
Here's who I think it's gonna be. Eminem.
It's me.
Eminem.
What?
Eminem. Oh,
he's
so,
in
there.
For real, Eminem is in the rock one?
He's been, nominated.
I mean,
Jeffrey,
I love
what happened?
Eminem,
he nearly
not.
Died. A child came out, didn't they?
Is he in there?
No, it was an Aunt Mel. She just creeped around the corner and
Aunt Mel
just
scared the shit out of Jeffrey.
Shit out of me.
The Eurythmics. A bit of Annie Lennox.
I just peed a little.
Don't stand up. Do it on me. Judas Priest. That's rock.
Yeah.
Fela Kuti.
Are you making these up?
No.
Yeah,
MC5,
some of these people.
The New York MC5. Dolls. Rage Against the Machine.
I know
Lionel
that.
Richie.
Who?
Carly Simon.
Lionel Richie.
Yep.
I thought that's what you said.
Quest. A Tribe Called Quest and Dion
for
Warwick.
Rock and Roll. And
then, didn't Carly Simon only have one hit song? Like
she had clouds in her coffee. She had clouds in her coffee. Clouds in her
see,
coffee.
I see what she's better saying song. Because they mix genres up. So like when they had Bone and LL Cool J before, they had all like hip hop. And you're mixing it. Like, Eminem should be in there with
throwing
rock.
It at the wall, really. Yeah.
Wait, he's really in there?
Yeah.
But he's like rap, isn't he?
I mean, I love Eminem, but he's
I do too.
He is.
Well, I don't understand. Why can't they bust it into categories, right? Like, do a list of all rappers and vote them and do a list of all rockers.
Right.
Maybe there's a budget issue at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Like, make them vote against people in their own category.
They got cutbacks at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's why she bowed out, because she didn't want to take away from that, because clearly she's not rock. I get what she was saying now.
Yeah. But I'd listen to a Dolly Parton rock album. She got it. She got the tattoos and everything to source it out.
I love Dolly.
The only Dolly song that I ever really got down to was 9 to 5 when I used to do it in drag.
Nah, what's that song?
I would have thought you would have sat in the mirror and cried to Jolene.
No. I never liked it.
We better stop before we get a copyright warning.
No, I'm just saying,
what kind of fucked up music class did I walk into?
A dead one, girl. A dead one.
Eclectic. Eclectic, you know, when you pluck your box into the wall.
That just made me feel like giving money to Donald Trump then.
Okay. All right. Should we do some... My ears are bleeding. Hey, it's better than your ass after Mexican, Kelly. Right? Am I right? Speaking of red things, people are very upset with Turning Red, the new Disney Pixar movie.
This
movie looks a bit cute, actually. Jeffrey, have your kids seen it yet?
No. Oh, I don't. You know what? I think they were watching it.
It's about a 13-year-old girl that...
who eats Mexican?
On the verge of womanhood, and she turns into a red panda.
That has demons coming out of her.
So this is like some weird metaphorical.
It is
menstruation.
It's a metaphor for the change that people go through in puberty and da 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 da. Now, a lot of parents have attacked the film, calling it inappropriate because the film tackles issues of transition from childhood to womanhood, the challenges of mother-daughter relationships, and generational trauma.
Dakota was trying to
2 hours.
Oh, they're talking about more about that too. They're talking about how it's demonic and stuff because, like, demons, like they're doing rituals and like a demon coming out of the girl.
I think so.
Disney movie.
The biggest argument is that the film is actually rated PG for its thematic materials, suggestive content, and language. Parents are upset that they think that it is not appropriate for children. Well, guess what? The classification says parental guidance is recommended, which means you need to do your research before sitting your child down in front of the TV and half-assing having a shaky white wine.
Says the guy who doesn't have kids.
I don't care. If you're going to, you can't be pissed off if you don't do your research on something. You can't go, it's on the Disney
Channel.
Angelique's
left her house. Where's she going?
She go. She's scared of the red panda demons. All right. So talk to me from parents' point of view then.
I'm excited.
I don't care.
Do it.
You don't care?
No. So, look, good. Let them learn about their period from a red panda. Why I got to tell them?
Here's a period, red panda. Look,
but Jeff, you have boys as well.
But is this not the point of a good children's?
Brooke is so confused.
Like, isn't that the point of good children's media? That
entertains
and informs at the same time. Whether your child is ready for that is up to you to make that decision.
Yeah, I think
you have to actually be involved.
Any good children's movie will bring about a great conversation. Serious
social topics as well, won't they?
Yeah.
Like, even The Little Mermaid, I always thought that was like about classism and stuff, right?
Yeah, Stephanie Wagner.
She wants to be part of another world.
My daughter, okay. My daughter
my
asks.
Jeff, I'm sorry. I'll do it.
My daughter asks all the questions all the time and was completely unfazed by anything in this movie, and she's only 6. Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal, people. You know, the people that are upset about this are the people that are trying to ban books. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people, they got nothing better to do.
But should we be stigmatizing women's bodies further than they already are?
Well, of course. Like, only white, old white men want to do that. And
I guess, like, I get that it is, you decide what's appropriate for your child and when.
Yes, Kelly. But
shouldn't this be a jumping off point? And I know, Angelique, when we were talking about like the gay marriage thing last week, and you had to explain, you kind of got forced into teaching your children about it. Is this kind of the same situation, do you think? Or is this a bit more mellow?
What's interesting is I didn't even realize it was really about that. I got introduced to it through Instagram because there were a lot of reels where the parents were, the religious people were complaining about certain scenes that were in it that had nothing to do with period. So I was introduced to this movie the wrong way. The scene that I saw was where they're all like in a circle chanting, and then the next thing you know, like, she's going through a portal and he has this ring and like this demon is coming out of her. I'm like, the fuck does that have to do with the period? Like, I know we have mood swings, but I didn't get that it was a period movie. So I can't even really honestly speak on it unless you guys saw that, because that's all I saw. I'm like, why?
I didn't see that clip. So people are going to take what they want and use it for their own arguments, right? Really, aren't they?
Yeah. I was like, what?
But did your kids, Jeffrey, and your kids, Angelique, see Inside Out? Your kids might be a bit too old, but isn't that a good conversation for how we deal with our feelings and mental health and da da da? Like, Pixar does this kind of stuff that is important.
My kids don't ask questions. They watched Mannequin. You know what I'm saying? They like Howard the Duck. They don't think nothing of nothing. They're just like, that's great.
That was my thing. Yes,
Howard the Duck. I love that he's back. It's making me happy.
Only if Leah Thompson is singing.
They've been trying to get a Disney Plus like series going, but if it happens, we'll talk about it. Anyway, I really want to jump into The View from here because I have questions. Okay, so this week's topic is based again on the ongoing saga of Pete Davidson verse for Kanye West. So, I don't know if you guys saw the text message exchange.
Didn't we do this last week?
No, this is new. This is still happening.
This is new. Still new stuff happening.
This is new stuff happening. So,
basically, just sharing it? I don't know.
Yeah. What I want to talk to you about is, when do you stop being the bigger person in a situation? I know that it is this, in this day and age, it is very much, you know, I'm going to grow. I'm going to be the best version of me. But when does that stop, Dakota?
Oh. Well, I don't know. I've been a pushover my whole life, honestly. Like, I'm always trying to keep the peace. I'm non-confrontational. But the last, like, eight months, I've really found myself, and you know, I let people beat me down for so long that I finally cut toxic people out of my life. And you can only take so much for so long. Like, it's cool to be like, okay, I'm gonna be the bigger person, but there comes a point where the line is crossed that you need to step in and interfere, and you can't just keep letting people act that way.
So can I ask you what the line is for you then? What line is it that people cross?
Anal. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, wait. More clarification. Lack of or too much?
Too much. No.
What lube do you prefer?
Okay, like,
oh, my God.
But I just think it's just like that point where it's just like they're affecting how I feel about myself and affecting my mental health that I worked so fucking hard to get to the point where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I draw that fucking line and I will absolutely stand up for myself now and be like, fuck being the bigger person. I need to defend myself, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So. Well, Sandy, our social worker, calls it a door slam, Steve. So when things are too much and, you know, this person is completely toxic and their shit is now making your life hell, you have to just slam that door and say, you know what, I'm not dealing with it now. It's great to be empathetic with people and to try and help them, but when it becomes unhealthy for you as well, then they need to get help from elsewhere. There's plenty of help out there if people want it.
With me, I don't care what people think about me. Like old Mavis.
Yeah, you're awful.
Jeff's the same. Old Mavis from down the street could live forever or die tomorrow. I don't care.
You know? Yeah, but you're a bitch.
Her opinion of me doesn't matter to me. When you fuck with my professional reputation or my job or you fuck with my friends, that's slander. An issue. And I will fight because, you know, you work hard to, in whatever field you're in, to build up a certain reputation, to have someone undermine that or tell lies about you or try and damage or disparage you. I don't fuck with that and I will come for you.
Yep.
Over it. Same with my friend. If I know that you're going out of your way to hurt someone that I care about, then it's time for you to get a little bit of, you know.
Oh, Steve, I've got to tell you about some people in my life right now. You've got to get them for me.
My list will be long. Angelique, you clicked with the professional thing. Speak on, girl.
Yeah.
Speak on.
I mean, I kind of currently have a situation, but I just said this to my brother earlier. I was just like, the three things that if you really want to see me come out the bag, mess with my money, my mom and my kids, well, actually four things in my career. So, you know, because like you said, we work hard. Nobody knows, you know, the behind the scenes or whatever. And then to have somebody come in that's probably a hater or somebody that you probably trusted at one point in time that was real close to you, just come in 2.2 seconds. Like it takes a lot of hard work to build things up. It takes 2.2 seconds to tear things down. So all those years that you went working hard, sweating tears, some people having mental health issues, going through therapy and everything, and then have somebody just come in just because they're feeling some kind of way about you negatively, just destroy it. Because now we live in a world where people take the word instead of the evidence quicker than that. And it's all of a sudden, it's all over the blogs.
People are hungry for the bad news. They always want it. Exactly. The bad news will travel quicker than the good news at any time. So no,
exactly. Because even with the, I'm going to call him somebody else. even with the Kanye West situation and Kim Kardashian and Pete, I feel like, first of all, I don't think any of them are innocent. But
they're celebrities.
Right? I feel like Pete and Kim just played it smarter. He was definitely showing his ass way more publicly. But I think that I saw some signs where they were throwing rocks and then they hit it real quick. But because they played it so smart, he did everything on his own. I feel like he just should have been he should have been quiet like them.
They know that he's unraveling a bit too, so he's an easy one to make look like the villain.
And
right?
they've also got the Kardashian machine behind them as well.
Oh, exactly. Because there was like one simple thing. Like I'll mention one little thing that was definitely, if people don't, well, I don't follow her, but I follow someone who, I don't know who this man is, but he apparently knows everything about everybody. And he hides behind an alias on social media. And it was the picture of Kim in the gray shaggy trench coat where Pete is laying on his back and he's looking up at Kim. So the guy he poses, he was like, oh, Kim thinks she's slick, and he's pointing at the coat. The next slide is Kim getting out of the truck when she was hosting for the SNL. Kanye bought that coat for her. So there's like little subtle things, but she's smart. You know what I'm saying? But he's just like, rah, rah, rah. And I say this even with guys that be like, oh, she's crazy. No, you probably helped contribute to the shit. But they never tell you that part. It's that the girl is just fucking crazy or the guy is crazy. You know, there's always in-betweens. He just was really public about it.
So, Jeffrey, what's your cutoff point for people? What's the button they press that they have to get cut off?
They look at me. They just look at me.
Would you ever cut me off, Jeff?
Depends if you send me your starfish picture. That would probably make me do it.
I'm sending 10 right now.
That's where Dakota's mean when she gets some
pops out. Don't do it, Dakota. Someone else did it on this show, and where are they now?
it usually takes me a lot, right? I mean, I'll get mad, but I tried not to talk when I'm angry. Because I know I don't have the best reaction. Or I'll try to calmly, like, when Luke gets his ass hairs in an uproar on a regular basis, I try to just message him and be like, what's the problem? What's going on? What's the issue?
I think this is the thing you learn as you get older. Like, that it's usually a communication issue that's the problem. But if people aren't
willing to talk... And I will say Jeff's a good ledge talker as well. He gets people off the ledge.
Well, that's what I've done my whole life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but the thing is as I've gotten older, I have less and less tolerance for the bullshit with it. Like, if you need me to talk you off the ledge, no problem. Call me and have you talk you off the ledge. But don't come at me sideways with it, right? Like, that shit, I don't have time for that. Like, don't throw a tantrum. My 9-year-old throws a tantrum. Don't do that shit with me. You know what I mean? Like, people that do that kind of stuff, it makes me nuts. Like, don't waste my time. Like, you know what I mean? We're all busy. We all got things to do.
Don't attention seek. Just go.
Yeah,
just go,
I don't like that. I have this issue with you.
I have this issue.
Like, just cut to the chase. Tell me, do you think I'm an asshole? That I'm selfish? That I'm lazy? Whatever the problem is, just tell me. Like, fine, I'll own up to it. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm
Jeffrey.
I think you're an asshole.
A piece of work. I think you're selfish. Yeah. I think you're lazy. Yes. I'm just kidding.
Yes. No, I think he's lazy.
All
I think he's lazy.
Absolutely true.
I hate that bigger person thing though. Like, they'll sit there and poke you, keep on poking the bear like 150 times, be the bigger person. After a while, I'm gonna be like, look, obviously you want all this smoke, so I'm about to give you all this smoke. Like, we're all human. Like, you can only do so much to a person.
But then if you sometimes, and this has happened to me sort of semi recently, when you stand up for yourself, then you're the problem. But my whole thing now, this is my 2022 resolution. I refuse to be the villain in anyone's story just because they paint me that way. I'm like, no, that's the way you feel about me.
Oh,
if
no,
someone
I'll
wants to
villain.
Ask me what I feel, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you what actually happened because I keep receipts.
Oh, I'm
absolutely.
I'm not a dumb bitch. I keep receipts. I'm like, I'll tell you the truth.
I feel like I'm too old. Like, I'm fine with being the villain. You know what I mean? And I feel like anybody who knows me, like, genuinely knows me.
At times,
you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that I'm sure I am the villain in their story. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I did things that I deserve that title. So I can't say that I'm not. You know? Like, I'm not a great person all the time. Like, I make mistakes. I'm flawed. And I'm okay with that.
We love you anyway.
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind of what our job is as friends, right? Is to love each other anyways. And to hold the mirror up when we do make shitty choices and say, hey, this is what you're doing. I'm worried about you.
I'm like, just merely talking in
Jeffrey,
a way when it's not
but
correct.
What happened when someone else from the show held the mirror up? It was really not good.
What mirror?
Well,
the one they were bending over.
Oh, get home.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think but Luke's seen even a photo that's really scarred him for life.
I am so done with you guys.
I'm so lost.
2 weeks is all it took. He's out.
Oh my gosh. But you know what? We're always gonna be, some of us are just villains for just breathing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even care anymore.
And I don't, I don't cop that. If it's justified, okay, fine. I'm the bad guy. But if it's not justified, that's that person's problem.
I think it's always justified, right? Because no matter what, there's always two sides to every story. Like, every time you interact with somebody else, you're always involving two people's feelings. So somebody,
always,
like,
tell my truth is what
yeah,
I mean.
Right. But they have their truth. And regardless of what your truth is, but that's your.
I know. I'm fucking with you.
I'm just saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a hard thing to accept. And I mean, I think for me, like, that was one of the biggest lessons when my whole world blew up that I had to accept was I can't. This is all out of my control. The only thing I can change is me.
Right.
Ooh, we got very smelly Jesse Oprah there, didn't we?
No, and I reached that same thing. Like, my ex-best friend, she painted me out to be such a villain, which in reality, she's the villain, but, you know, she can write her own fucking narrative because I'm better than ever not being her friend. And she caused so many problems in my life, but she can tell her narrative to everybody else. I'm done defending it because I know I'm a badass bitch. And I'm good.
Well, and the people that know you are going to know the truth. And it doesn't
no,
matter.
No, and they do. They do. But I'm just saying, yeah, like, the people that don't know me, like, she just goes around and that's fine.
And that's okay, because that. You know what? If they get to know you, they'll know the truth. It doesn't, you know what I mean? It's irrelevant.
And if people,
you don't
yeah,
know
them. People want to know the truth, they can ask, you know?
And while they're stalking your page, it doesn't add up to the story that she's telling, because they're all
right. Right. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes,
absolutely,
too, it can take a toll on people. Like, you know, when someone's making out that someone's a villain, mm-hmm, that person then can feel very isolated from, you know, from others, because people believe their stories.
No, but that's if that's if you choose to take it on.
Yeah, you've got to let it go because it's not your shit. It's their shit.
Right.
It's their bag of bullshit. It's not your problem. You know what I mean? Like, it really, it's about you, but it's not your problem. You can't take that on. You've got to let it go and realize there's nothing you can do about it. It is completely out of your control.
Yep.
And the only thing you can do is control your reaction to the situation.
It's not even worth it.
That's the only thing you have power over is you.
Angelique's
going to
give us her final thoughts now. Go, Miss Dave.
I kind of agree with that, unless it ends up becoming a public thing and it's interfering with your career.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Okay, speaking of public things that shouldn't be public, this week's What the Fuck Weekly before we finish.
What the...
Now, this story got a lot of traction on the website. Hello, welcome to 1994. This section got a lot of traction on our website. On
Year
Facebook.
I was born.
Who dug up Heidi Montag?
Fuck off.
And why is she eating a raw bison heart out of a bag?
I'm so glad you mentioned this.
Oh, are you on this diet?
No, bitch.
Are you not a raw meat girl?
No, it's fucked up because she's famous. Dude, I'm about to go off. Just wait.
Go. Hot off.
She's fucking famous, and everyone's like, okay, it's a little weird that she's eating raw organs, but like, if I fucking did that, if my big ass was walking around munching on like a fucking deer heart or something, they'd be like, oh, TikTok star caught gutting a fucking deer in the wilderness just munching on it. Like, it would not be cute.
No, but do you know what it'd be? And this, they'd be like, oh, look at her. She eats everything.
That could actually be great for ratings.
Fuck yourself. This is Heidi Montag. Where has this bitch been for the last 15 years?
Maybe she wants a job on Yellow Jackets.
No,
like, look, I can cannibalize shit too.
It's because the Hills is back, right? The Hills, like A New Horizon or whatever, is back. And her and Spencer are trying to
get
that.
Though? Because her husband, Spencer, is like on TikTok, like taking old clips from The Hills. He's like, this was staged. This is scripted.
Oh, maybe they weren't invited back. Maybe this is
no,
why.
I thought they were, though. But like, I don't know. But I know if my big ass was munching on a raw deer heart, there'd be fucking talk. It'd be way more than that.
Kate, your thoughts on eating raw bison hearts?
No, like, why was it close-up on me?
I just like to frighten you in your beautiful house.
I know, right? With the raw meat over there.
It's in your kitchen. I don't have it on camera.
I kind of agree with her because with my ethnic self, if I was doing that, me being West Indies, they would be like, oh, she's a cannibal. She's a savage. That's, you know, like, I wouldn't
and
be
you'd
able
be
to
doing,
get off
you'd be
of
doing
that.
Some kind of voodoo something too. They'd be like,
am I really
you're like, racial stereotyping much? God, Jeffrey, what about you? How do you feel about eating raw meat?
I'm thinking I'm going to get Katrina, Angelique, and Dakota to do it out in public. We're going to get some paparazzi photos, and we about to get some publicity.
Can we put uncensored radio stickers on the raw meat? So it's
yes!
Uncensored radio, take a bite out of your week.
Or on my nipples. Just an idea.
I'm so mad at that.
A piece of bologna on each nipple.
There's only
they're
one
not
kind
that
of
big,
meat
bitch.
That
well, only one piece of raw meat you eat. What would that be?
It's uncensored.
Uncut or uncensored? What are we talking about?
And we all know how Luke feels about raw meat.
Oh, Angelique, are you trying to say you like a piece of stranger, whatever, now again?
Do you see? I mean, sausages, you know, never did. They chew the body good.
She likes to
bangers and mash. Hey,
I like to play the skin flute.
The skin flute. Devil's trombone.
Oh, happy St. Patty's. Happy St. Patty's Day with your skin flute, darling.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day. We hope you've had a good day. Sorry that the Australian quotient was late, but we'll be back on time next week. For the Australians that are just joining us now, the show starts an hour earlier from now on. So we're back to 12 p.m.
Jeffrey has something to say.
There is an announcement. Hold on.
There is.
Do you want to? Would you like a full screen moment for this?
Yeah, give him the full screen.
Well,
actually, take us out. Can you
put Dakota and make it Dakota? I wish Madison and what's their fuck were here, but they're
we'll
not.
Stay down here. Angelique, you're just there, babe. You need to deal with that. Oh no, Luke's there. Okay.
Okay,
anyway,
Luke.
Go.
God, it's so hard to get good help, Dakota.
I can't
know.
Put three two people on top. Okay, Luke's gone.
I got Jeffrey pregnant.
We're having a baby. Okay,
surprise!
Guys. So it's happening. Dakota is going to be officially joining Uncensored Radio. It's going to be a Wednesday night show, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. with Dakota, myself, Katrina A. Jensen from Nickelodeon's All That, recently featured on TMZ. And Miss Madison Devine. So yeah, that's our big surprise. Wednesday nights. And it'll be starting in like 2 weeks. 2 weeks. We'll have a trailer releasing. So we'll get you dates for sure coming up soon. So
it's just gonna be my big jugs running towards the camera. Great.
Yes. Yes. If you are in the mood for a little something, St. Patrick's Day, Uncensored Horror. We were forced to sit through Leprechaun. The review is up. If
don't
you're
make people watch that.
Ugh. Look, I had to sit through the movie. People have to be.
Did you guys get that?
Yeah, I got. We heard jugs.
I froze at jugs. So
that's all right.
Oh no, you were still okay. Your jugs
everyone
are gone.
Keep your frozen jugs warm till next week. We'll see you on UCR Live then. Bye.
Monday.
What Jeffrey was trying to say before he was rudely interrupted is Monday
fucking
we have how we got this way, right?
No, how we ended up this way, you asshole.
Yesterday's bus.
We know how he ended up this way.
And then, too many drinks. And then there'll be some kind of something
trauma
on Tuesday. Probably trauma. Jeffrey and Katrina talking about something, but I haven't watched the show yet, so I don't know what to do.
And tomorrow night, 9 p.m. on YouTube only, uncensoredradio.live, our old interview with David Yost with a surprise drop-in from Amy Jo Johnson is dropping, the full interview. And he also talks about...
Real Housewives.
No, he talks about some of his favorite memories with past co-stars. So make sure you check
that
out.
Anyway, we're going. Bye.